At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Bringing on one of the best when it comes to analyzing, forecasting, and breaking down the NFL draft. Rob Rang does it for CBSSports.com, and he joins me right now on CBS Sports Radio. Rob, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, Sean.
Yeah, it's good to have you on, man. Is Sunday the day after the 3 days of the draft? Do you get to breathe a little bit today now? Is it on to 2018?
A little bit. I'll be breaking down 2018 tomorrow. Today, I'm just going to take one big, deep breath.
Okay, good. Well, I appreciate you carving out a few minutes for me to talk about the events of the last few weekends. I guess we've been talking a lot about the three trades in the first round to move up and get quarterbacks. I guess your thoughts on those deals, Rob, in terms of which of the three made the most sense to you, and was there one of the three? I think a lot of people are panning the Trubisky trade. What were your thoughts on that trade for the Bears?
Well, I was just stunned that the Bears gave up as much as they did to move up just one spot. Obviously, there's a possibility the Cleveland Browns, a couple other clubs that were creating some interest, creating some buzz about possibly moving up to that number two overall selection. But to give up the four picks, I mean, obviously the one pick, number three overall, and then, two other picks this year, the third round selection next year, to move up just one spot, it does seem pretty crazy, especially when the head coach, John Fox, later says that he wasn't necessarily even on board with that move. I mean, that certainly is surprising and a little bit alarming for the general manager, Ryan Pace, in Chicago. But I do believe that Mitch Trubisky is the best quarterback in this draft class. I have some reservations about him in Chicago just because one of the concerns I had about Trubisky, other than the fact he was only a one-year starter, of course, is the fact I don't know that he has an elite arm. And in the windy conditions there, without a bunch of real weapons in Chicago, at least not proven weapons, then that is concerning. The move I'm the most intrigued by is actually Kansas City's bold move up to go up and get Patrick Mahomes, in part because he is such a polar opposite of what they already have in Alex Smith, who, I think Alex Smith is an underrated NFL quarterback. He's a good decision maker. He puts his team in position to win. He just doesn't necessarily push his team to win. He doesn't, make the aggressive throws. That's exactly what Patrick Mahomes does. I mean, everybody uses the term gunslinger to describe him. That's exactly what he is. And you have a head coach in Andy Reid who is known for being a player's coach, known for developing young players who maybe are a little bit rough around the edges. That's why I really like with the Kansas City Chiefs, the general manager John Dorsey, and his coach Andy Reid. I really like what they did here with Patrick Mahomes. I think that they are going to be the wind up being the big winner of the three clubs who made the trades. Of course, the other one being Houston, but I think that Kansas City is going to be the one who comes out of it smelling like roses.
Yeah, we joked about 2018 a second ago, but just a quick question along those lines, because we know that the quarterback class for 2018 is being touted as a great class, a very deep class. Not just deep, but, I mean, there are guys in that class. Unlike this class, there are quarterbacks in that class that you could justify taking with the number one overall pick pretty easily. If it was like this year for this draft, Rob, what's it going to be like next year with that quarterback class?
pandemonium. You know,
yeah.
It's gonna be crazy. I mean, that's one of the things that's so fun is to be able to look ahead to see what's going to happen. Of course, we were all excited about the running back class about this time a year ago, and it wound up being still a very good running back class. Obviously, two backs in the top eight, as it turns out, Leonard Fournette and then Christian McCaffrey, mm-hmm. Number eight overall. So it remains to be seen exactly how these quarterbacks are going to shake out. But no, I agree with you. I'm very excited about the prospects next year as far as the quarterback position. USC Sam Darnold, in my opinion, is the top quarterback. Also like the quarterback right across the town from him and Josh Rosen at UCLA. You have to love the Heisman Trophy winner, Lamar Jackson. Then Josh Allen at Wyoming has the big arm and the size and athletic ability. It's pretty exciting as well. So, yeah, I mean, you said it. I mean, if we were to have three quarterbacks who wind up going among the top 12 picks this year, then I think that we can make an argument that maybe there could be three or four quarterbacks who wind up going at least among the top 10 next year, at least here looking at it a year ahead of time.
And it'll be interesting, and Rob Rank, CBSSports.com, is joining me on the show. It'll be interesting from this standpoint, Rob, and I'm curious your thoughts. We're going to talk about the Cleveland Browns here. They drafted a quarterback in the second round in DeShone Kizer, but I don't think that precludes them that if they wind up where Cleveland usually winds up in these drafts, if they like a guy, you could see almost a Clawson-Cam Newton situation happen again from what happened about 7 or 8 years ago with the Carolina Panthers. Your overall thoughts on Cleveland? We know teams like to trade down and accumulate picks, but they're taking this to the nth degree in terms of how they're doing it. What's your overall thoughts on Cleveland and the strategy, this sort of multi-year strategy that they're taking?
Well, I think that it makes a lot of sense in that they are accumulating all those draft picks, and they're finally starting to use some of them. You know, last year I thought that they had a quarterback on the board, potentially four of them, in Carson Wentz, who was a perfect fit for what they were looking to do. But then obviously they traded out, accumulated all these draft picks, used the three first-round selections this year, and getting the best player in the draft in Miles Garrett at one, and a player I'm very high on in Jabril Peppers. David Njoku is very raw, but he also has elite talent. Do you like that? And then DeShone Kizer, I really like his fit in Hugh Jackson. And that's been one of the questions that I've had before with some of Cleveland's thoughts at the quarterback position, specifically Cody Kessler a year ago. I'm on the West Coast. I saw a lot of Cody Kessler at USC. I like his game. I think that he is kind of like Alex Smith, who we mentioned before, Kansas City, and that he's a good decision maker, but he doesn't have that big arm. And if you're going to play in the AFC North, where, of course, it's going to get very cold, in the Novembers and Decembers, and if Cleveland is ever to play into January, then you need to have that big arm. DeShone Kizer has that big arm, and Hugh Jackson, at least in his previous stop, has been known as a little bit of a quarterback whisperer, as a developer of young quarterback talent. So I think that DeShone Kizer does fit in with that system. But as he said, Sean, I mean, the quarterback talent is such next year that if the Browns don't feel immediately satisfied with what they have in Kizer, then they just might go right back to the well again and select another quarterback as they had the last couple of years during the Sacha Brown era.
Rob Rank, CBSSports.com, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Rob, no offensive lineman taken in the first in the first 15 picks. I think Garrett Bowles, if I'm not mistaken, was the first one to go off the board. 15 or 20 picks, something like that, before an offensive lineman went off the board. It's the longest that we've gone in the common draft era without having an offensive lineman taken in the first round. So I'm curious, we knew this wasn't a deep draft for offensive linemen. Is this just a down year for offensive linemen, or are we seeing, kind of like we've talked about with the quarterback position, where quarterbacks are coming in maybe less prepared to play right away? Are we seeing something similar with spread offenses affecting offensive linemen as well?
No question about it. I mean, the spread offense has been death to the offensive linemen as far as them coming in and being ready to play immediately. And so we saw that. I mean, as you mentioned, Garrett Bowles was the first offensive lineman selected. He went 20th overall to the Denver Broncos. And, you know, it's interesting. The other offensive lineman that wound up going in the first round, Ryan Ramczyk, like Garrett Bowles, only played 1 year at the college level. But they did play with teams that like to come off the ball and play in a pro-style scheme. Garrett Bowles at Utah, Ryan Ramczyk at Wisconsin, both clubs that are known for churning out NFL-caliber offensive linemen. The third offensive lineman that came off the board, Cam Robinson, the Outland Trophy Award winner at Alabama. These are pro-style offenses. And so they are viewed as players who are likely to be able to come into the NFL and at least be able to contribute fairly quickly. there's so many teams now in the college football who want to be able to score points, of course, but they're playing this spread that is just robbing quarterbacks, they're robbing receivers, they're robbing offensive linemen of the talent, or excuse me, not the talent, but the technique that is necessary to be able to come into the NFL. And that's why you're going to see the highly regarded prep prospects, especially along the offensive line, continue to go to these teams that run pro-style offenses. So the Alabamas, the Michigans, the Stanfords of the world, the rich are going to get richer when it comes to the offensive line, and the NFL teams are going to have to take a step back and go with other players at other positions rather than making those top five selections on offensive linemen as we've seen in years past.
That's Rob Rang, CBSSports.com. You can find all of his work there on the draft. They do a great job of covering this NFL draft. Rob, I appreciate you making some time on the day where you relax, and we look forward to you getting started at the crack of dawn tomorrow in 2018, my man. Thank you very much.
Cracking the whip, Sean. Thanks for having me.
There it is. Thanks. Rob Rang joining me on CBS Sports Radio.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.